We have two wonderful scripture readings this morning. I'm going to read to you a passage from the second book of Kings. And this is a story about the prophet Elijah in the last moments of his time on earth as he passes on his prophetic authority to his protege, Elisha. Don't get those two confused. Elijah, Elisha. And then Martha's going to read to us from Psalm 77, some select verses. And I do think these two readings tie into each other in a couple of ways. But I'll let you think about that while they're being read before I mention those ways in the sermon in just a moment. As we get ready to read and hear God's word together, will you join me in a moment of prayer? God, we have already sensed your presence with us this morning, but in these next moments, as we turn to your word, speak to us. Let us know you are indeed here with us. And speak to each one of us words that we specifically need to hear from you this day. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So friends, hear this reading from 2 Kings, this is chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 6 to 14. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And Elisha replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And I am reading from Psalm 77. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands and would not be comforted. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all of your works and meditate on all of your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power amongst the people. With your mighty arm, you redeem your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. The arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in a whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. This is the word of the Lord.
One of the things that I think ties these two readings together is some important reminders about the presence of God and the fact that the presence of God, although constant, is often unnoticed by us. But before I get to that, let me say a few words about the story of Elijah and Elisha, because it's not one I think that we often read a lot. One interesting thing about the story of the prophet Elijah is the way he is taken up into heaven by a whirlwind. He doesn't die. He's taken up into heaven. He is one of only two people in the entire Bible that do not die, but are taken up into heaven. So this is the trivia portion of the sermon this morning. There's one other person who was taken up into heaven without dying in Scripture. Anyone know who that is? It's not Jesus. Moses. It's not Moses. Moses dies. Very good. Wow, you get a gold star. Excellent. I wish I had a prize for you. I don't. Yes, Enoch. Genesis chapter 5, Enoch, the father of Methuselah. It doesn't say he dies. It says God took him. So there you go. If you ever win $1 million for knowing that, just remember the church. The story of Elijah passing on his authority to Elisha is very resonant with other stories in the Old Testament. I couldn't help thinking of Ruth, the story of Ruth, as Elijah and Elisha are going along, and Elijah keeps saying to Elisha, they both know he's not long for this world. And Elijah keeps saying to Elisha, I need to go to Bethel. I need to go to the Jordan. You stay here. And Elisha keeps saying, as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. And his loyalty reminds me of Ruth. Remember in the book of Ruth, when Naomi, who is her mother-in-law, says to her, go back to your home, to Moab. I'm going to my home of Bethlehem. Both their husbands have died. And Ruth says to her, I will not leave you. Where you go, I will go. And your God will be my God. Very reminiscent of what Elisha says to Elijah. I also couldn't help being reminded of Solomon when Elijah, before he's taken up, says to Elisha, what do you want me to give you? And Elisha says, give me a double portion of your spirit. Give me your authority. Give me a portion of your spirit. Reminded me of what Solomon replies when God asks him, what do you want me to give you? He's just taken over the throne. And remember, Solomon, who could have asked for anything, says, give me wisdom. But the story in the Old Testament that most resonates, and it's not a coincidence that they sound so similar, the story of Elijah and Elisha is supposed to remind us of the story of Moses and Joshua and the transfer of authority between those two. The whole book of Deuteronomy, as Moses knows he is not going to enter the promised land, is really about Moses trying to remind the people of some things and teach Joshua what he will do. For it is Joshua who will succeed Moses and take the people into the promised land. And of particular interest is this detail about waters parting. I mean, we all know the story of the Israelites leaving Egypt. Pharaoh behind them, the Red Sea in front of them, and Moses, you probably are imagining Charlton Heston right now if you're of a certain age. Moses raises his staff and the waters of the Red Sea part. And the Israelites escape on dry land. Less familiar, perhaps, is the moment when the Israelites enter the promised land. Moses has died, Joshua has just taken over, and to get to the promised land, they must cross the Jordan River, same river that Elijah and Elisha cross. And Joshua has been told by God, carry the Ark of the Covenant out into the Jordan. And the minute the big toe of the very first priest carrying that ark touches the waters of the Jordan, they part to the right and to the left, and they walk into the promised land on dry ground. Now, it's no coincidence that this so parallels their entry into the wilderness with Moses, because not only is it a sign of deliverance, it's a sign that Joshua has been given the same authority that Moses was. And so it is in the story today. Elijah and Elisha come to the Jordan. Elijah takes off his cloak, rolls it up like a staff, touches the waters of the Jordan River, and they part. And after he goes up into heaven, his cloak, the prophet's mantle, has fallen on the ground, and Elisha picks it up, takes it with him, and touches the waters of the Jordan with it, and they part. And thus we know that he has been given the same authority that Elijah had. But there's another interesting detail at that moment in the story. Just as Elisha is about to touch the waters with Elijah's cloak, he says, "Where now is the God of Elijah?" You see, he's not sure that God is still there with him. He knows God was with Elijah, but he's not entirely sure where God is now. Of course, the moment he touches the water and it parts, he knows, the God of Elijah is now with me. Our psalm this morning is full of images of water. Did you notice? The waters writhe and are in turmoil. The clouds burst with water. There's thunder. There's lightning. And then this great verse, "O God, you made a path through the sea, a way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen." That verse could sum up the story of Moses and Joshua and the Israelites. It could sum up the story of Elijah and Elisha and the transfer of power. God is parting the waters, getting us through the storms and the floods of life, even though God's footprints are not seen. You ever had the experience of you come through some awful experience, some tragedy, perhaps something you've been dreading, surgery, something, and you're not sure how you're even going to get through it. And then once it's over, you look back and you say, "Oh, God was with me that whole time, but I never noticed until now." It has been said we often don't see God's footprints until we look back. I had that experience in my life, getting to seminary, becoming a pastor. I had no clue that's where my life was headed. No clue whatsoever. But in my 20s after college, I was sort of going through these twists and turns of my journey. It all seemed pretty random. I knew there must be something I was supposed to do, but I had no clue what it was. And my life just seemed to be a lot of random twists and turns, things I was trying. And then one day, someone said to me what I thought was an absolutely crazy thing. They said, "Why don't you think about seminary?" But the person who said it was not known for making crazy suggestions. So I gave it some consideration and thought, why not? You know, why not? I'll go to seminary. And once I got there, as I looked back, suddenly realized, you know, all those twists and turns of my journey up to this point that seemed so random and purposeless, all were designed to get me here, even though I had no clue at the time. God's footprints were unseen. God's fingerprints were all over this, and I had no idea. That's what the story of Elijah and Elisha and this psalm remind us. Elisha had no clue that God was with him until that moment when the waters parted for him as well. The writer of this psalm has been going through difficult times and is saying, yet I will remember what God has done. I will remember that God has brought me through the storms of life and the troubled waters that often seem ready to overwhelm me. I will remember, even though right now I can't see God. I don't know where you may be in the journey of your life right now. Perhaps you're at a moment when it feels like the waters are rising quickly, or you're going through a storm, or perhaps just you don't feel God's presence. God feels far away. But let me remind you, and this is not me reminding you, it's Scripture reminding you, God is with you. Each one of you. God is with us. God is walking beside you. Perhaps guiding you, leading you. Perhaps pulling you. Perhaps pushing you. Maybe even carrying you. Even if you can't see God's footprints. But let me assure you, God's with you. You know, it's no coincidence that we had a baptism this morning and that our scripture readings talk about going through the waters as a reminder of God's presence. As Daniel has gone through the water of baptism this morning. And as I mentioned, Daniel has no idea what's been going on here. He just knows he came to church, lots of people passing him around, he got water on his head. And yet God is with Daniel, has been since day one. And so it is with us. God is with us, even, maybe especially in those moments when we cannot feel or see God's presence. God is with you, my friends. Even if God's footprints are unseen, know this, believe this, remember this. And be confident of this. And take that next step. Amen.